the kill, and Warner wins the set. Fade away by Moores.
In Play with Craig Maddock, made possible by Horton in Britain, a worldwide supplier of engine cooling systems and proud member of the community for more than four decades. HortonWW.com. Welcome to another edition of In Play. I'm Craig Maddock. Today's guest is one of the most decorated track athletes in South Dakota history. She was a top five sprinter as an eighth grader. She would go on to win 12 state titles, 100-meter dash, 200-meter dash, 400-meter dash, the long jump, and of course the 4x1 relay. A South Dakota Gatorade Athlete of the Year. And just recently, not too long ago, inducted into the Rapid City Central Sports Hall of Fame. She's the Central Cobbler, Jasmine King. Jasmine, welcome to In Play.
Thank you. That was an amazing introduction. I appreciate that. But thank you for having me.
Well, you're living in Atlanta. You've been there for a few years. What keeps you busy down in Atlanta right now?
Lots of work. I'm still pretty active. Recently, I got into running again, surprisingly, but not sprints, a little bit longer distance, a couple miles. So that's kind of what I've been working on the last 30 days, but really just friends and work. So it's been great. It's a good combination of warm weather with a splash of winter. So, nothing like Rapid, though. No snowstorms, but.
I understand you're kind of in the healthcare industry, right?
I am. More on the management side of credentialing for locums clinicians. So I really enjoy that. That's been a fun journey, but definitely not what I anticipated in getting into, but I really do enjoy it.
Yeah, you wanted to get into accounting, but it didn't quite work out. But you know what? That's okay. You found another love of what you love to do. And it was just a few months ago, Jasmine, that you were inducted into the Rapid City Cobbler Sports Hall of Fame. What does that mean to you?
It was an honor. It was unexpected when I got the call. I initially found out from Jackie Jasinski. She is now the head track coach at Central, but she is my longtime best friend. So when she gave me the initial news, it was shocking, but it really does mean a lot. I don't think you fully understand the scope of my impact when I was in high school. It was just something that I was doing. It was something I enjoyed. So it was an honor, really, truly, to come back and see all the changes they've made with the school, see all the new facilities they have for the track program, and see all my old coaches. So it was really a blessing, honestly. I enjoyed it.
You were one of the most explosive girl sprinters in South Dakota. You were winning races as an eighth grader. But what was it about track that got you excited about the sport?
I think about this a lot because I continued on, obviously, in college to run. But in high school, it was really the relationships at the time. It was fun to be out on the track on the weekends with people I enjoyed being around. It was great coaching that really kept me going and inspired to continue to grow. I was also surrounded, I feel, by a lot of other great runners at that time. When I think about it, in eighth grade, it was Brittany Garner, and then Brittany Page, Megan Brand, Carrie Heck, all the greats, Abby Albers, yep. Darian. So there's a lot of great athletes at that time to keep me going and push me to be the best that I could be.
Who got you involved with track?
Oh, my mom. She ran track in high school. She didn't continue into college, but she was definitely the initial person that was like, hey, you should go out and run track. Up until then, it had just been basketball. So track wasn't really on my radar. And she was like, you should go out. I think it was seventh grade was my first year of running track. So ultimately, I mean, both my parents were sportive. My dad he ran track a little bit. We always question that a little bit. We haven't seen any numbers on that yet. But my mom definitely was a track athlete in the family.
Was she a sprinter?
She was a sprinter. Yep.
Wow.
Same event.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So did you break any of her times? Or
I did. I broke all of her time fairly quickly. And then subsequently, my little sister broke all of my time fairly quickly. So just keep getting better.
You qualified for the state track meet as an eighth grader. You know, it's 2006. State track was held in Sturgis and Rapid City that year. You know, you look at the top runners in the 100, the 200, the 400-meter dash. You mentioned some of those names, Brittany Garner of Stevens, Brittany Page of Watertown, Megan Brand of Roosevelt, and then there was you. Did you know what you were getting into as an eighth grader with those races, with those other ladies?
I did not. I was brand new, eyes wide open, just excited to be there. It was Jackie and I, and they approached us, said, "Do you want to run?" I had no idea what that meant. At that time, we were both running at South Middle School on like a dirt track. So I definitely didn't know what exactly it meant to run at the high school level at that time. But I feel that was probably the year I learned the most about all of it, truly. So it's a great opportunity.
Well, that year, Brand won the 100, Garner won the 200 and 400. And then you were fourth in the 100. You were second, though, in the 200 and 400. What do you remember most about those races that year?
Man, what if that feels like a long, that is a long time ago, 20 years ago. Ooh. Oh, it feels a little closer than 20 years. I would say I just remember the excitement of the track, the family that Rapid City Central, like all of my teammates at that time and the support that I was getting, that's probably my biggest thing that I could take away from my eighth grade year, just the support and the growth in that year. But I was scared. I was nervous, man. I do remember that, being very, very nervous, very young. I look back at pictures and I look extremely young, even in the pictures of me racing against those girls at the time. So that's probably the most clear memory, the nerves.
Those races as an eighth grader would be one of the last races where you wouldn't come in first, because you would become the most dominant sprinter in South Dakota over the next 4 years. In fact, you know, look, as a freshman, it's 2007. State track meet is in Brandon and in Sioux Falls. You won the 100, the 200, the 400, and the long jump. You almost broke the records in the dash events. I mean, what were you feeling that year as a freshman?
That freshman year, I feel like was a high, you know, like you win some things, you go out there's no expectations. You're just having a good time with it. It was exhilarating. I think that's where I initially fell in love with track. Like it all clicked. There was a love for it. I knew I was, you know, I felt like I was pretty good at it at that point. So I knew there was a career there, a long-term career there. So I just remember the excitement of it all. I mean, it was also a little bit shocking. You know, you mentioned coming off the eighth grade year and the second place finish and the fourth place finish. So didn't really know what to anticipate in that freshman year, but it was very exciting.
Well, you were battling Brittany Page of Watertown again, also Megan Brenn of Roosevelt. I don't know how many times you faced them at this point in time, but they really pushed you. Did you see them at all during like the regular track season?
Hey, Brittany Page will be seen quite often. Megan Brenn too. I saw them pretty frequently. Now, if we were always aligned with what races we were running, that track meet and things like that were a little bit different. But to some capacity, I would usually run against them pretty regularly, either in an open event or a relay. So they definitely kept me going. That was the top mark that we had to beat. So
Dave Dolan was your coach at Rapid City Central. He's a great guy. You know, what kind of coach was Dave Dolan to you?
Coach Dolan, I feel, made the largest impact on my career. He was very invested in seeing me grow. It was a lot of support. He was a hard coach. I did have to run with the boys at practice. Did not love that 400, but he was sure that I was running it in some shape or form at every track meet. So while he was very understanding and encouraging, he was a tough coach. I feel, you know, I could credit him for quite a bit of my success in track and keeping me focused and trained up. So I appreciate Coach Dolan to this day. He's just a great guy to know.
Before your sophomore year, it's 2008, you know, you're trying to become stronger and faster. So what kind of training was going on at that time, preparing you for the next year, which would have been your sophomore year at Rapid City Central?
Yeah, it was a lot of that running with the boys. I think after that freshman year, there was no more training with the girls. So I was always at the back of the pack with the boys to kind of push me along. I did also play basketball, so that would run into the season a little bit. So I didn't do, at that time, too much out-of-season training because I was playing basketball, so that required quite a bit of focus there for my sophomore year. But yeah, it was just a lot of hard work. We did some weight room things just throughout and weightlifting class and things like that, but nothing too out of the ordinary from freshman to sophomore year. Truly, I think it was just building that confidence, working on some form things, some start techniques with the coaches that really changed my times from my freshman year to my sophomore year.
Well, 2008, state track meet is in Brandon and Sioux Falls again. And again, you win the 100, the 200, and the 400 meter. You beat Brittany Page and you beat Megan Brand. You know, in the 100, you came within 1/100th of a second of tying the record, which was set by Mitchell's Jill Thieler back in 1996. Were you disappointed you didn't tie or set that 100-meter dash record that year?
I think there's always a little bit of disappointment. Sorry, when you're so close to something, I always say I'd rather lose by a mile than, like, lose by a few inches because it's just so close and you start to pick apart the whole race of the little things that you could have done. But that was just a good year for me. When I look back at my times, my sophomore year was a really strong year. So I don't think I was too disappointed. I was happy that I got all the titles that I was shooting to achieve. And but yeah, I mean, it always hurts a little bit when you're that close.
Well, you did break a record, though, that year, and that was in the long jump, a record that had been set back in 2003. You broke the record by a half inch, 18 feet, 10 3/4 inches. What was that day like for you as the long jump champion?
That was exciting. You know, I tried long jump. I think it was unexpected. I'm a little bit short, some would say, at 5'2". So you don't see too many long jumpers at my height. But I loved it. It was something different. So it was that was exciting. It was unexpected. I didn't do too much training in the long jump because a lot of my focus was in the sprints. But again, going back to Dolan, he knew I loved it. So he allowed me to keep competing in it versus picking up another dash race or a relay, things like that. So it was exciting. That's probably one of my more exciting records that I broke.
You mentioned you also played basketball for Rapid City Central. How would you describe your basketball career?
Short-lived.
Well, the Cobblers made the state tournament freshman through senior years.
They did. Basketball was something I enjoyed doing. I know I've mentioned her a few times, but Jackie played. Me and her were best friends. I loved the team environment. A lot of those girls that were on that team I had played with since sixth grade. So I continued to play until I didn't play my senior year. But it was exciting. I think just long term, I knew track was my love. Track was my baby. Track was what I wanted a career in. So that's why I put a lot of my focus and attention, but I still enjoy it. It's a different experience playing on a team sport versus an individual.
Craig Bloom was your coach at Rapid City Central.
Mm-hmm.
How was Coach Bloom
for you?
He was
a tough coach. Coach Bloom was a tough coach for sure. But again, I don't think I ran into any bad coaches, honestly, when I was playing any sports up there. Had a lot of tough coaches, a lot of coaches that instilled the discipline that I feel like I still carry to this day. So I appreciate everything that they've, you know, invested in me at that time. But he was a tough coach, but like you said, they made it to the state tournament, and that's why it's good coaching.
Yeah, sometimes when we're in high school, sometimes we don't realize what kind of relationship we have with those coaches until it's all said and done, and things kind of change a little bit. We kind of go, oh, okay, now maybe I understand what was going on.
Yeah, absolutely. I did a little bit of coaching when I first moved to Atlanta, and I was like, wow, okay, I see what they were trying to do here, and I see how difficult it could be with 20 girls out on a court, and there's a lot of personalities out there. So I definitely have a greater appreciation for all my coaches now that I'm a little bit older.
You were doing some basketball coaching?
Some track
Atlanta?
Coaching.
Oh, yeah, track. Did, okay.
Yeah,
right.
A couple seasons of track coaching. It was nice. It was good. There's still a love and a passion for it. It's just, you know, it's different. It's different everywhere that you coach.
You're coming up on your junior year at state track, and state track is in Sturgis and Rapid that year. It's 2009. You break your long jump record. You're now just shy of 18 feet. Your teammate was Anna Gagliano, right? She was pushing you. She got second that year, only 4 inches behind you. What was that day like with you and Anna?
It's always healthy competition. Anna was a great teammate. She's also in hurdles. So we had ran a couple races together. We had trained a little bit together. So for me, it was always exciting. The more teammates we could have on the podium, the better. And they encourage you to do better. And it's great to see your teammates do great at the same time that you are achieving great things. So I enjoyed it. I think it was a friendly, healthy competition. It's always a little bit tense, you know, when you're that close because everyone wants to win and there can only be one. So I know, I think there were some words of encouragement, but, you know, there's always that sense of competition in the air a little bit that you could feel a little bit of tension.
You know, how much time did you actually spend on the long jump? I mean, you're dealing with your sprints, the 100, the 200, the 400, three really different kinds of races as a sprinter. But then you have to step away in a totally different skill set when you're dealing with the long jump. So how much time did you work on trying to perfect the long jump?
Yeah, truly not much. I would say maybe half of practice worth a week. And that was really depending on what races we had coming up and things like that. If you look at videos of me long jumping, you could kind of tell that I didn't put too much emphasis on my form. It shows quite clearly in some pictures, but I really enjoyed it. I think my speed took me a long way in long jump. It was more speed down the runway and some momentum than form.
So that junior year, Jasmine, you win the 100 and the 200 and the long jump. This is your junior year, but what happened in the 400-meter dash that year at state track?
Yeah, that year I was having some pain in my hamstring that year. So I think that was the year that I ran the prelims, but not the finals, if I'm not mistaken. Just a little injury prevention that I decided to come out of that race that year.
Well, it didn't matter much for your team because Central wins the state track title that year. You know, first time in 15 years that the Cobblers won the girls' state track title. What was the emotion like for the girls winning that title, taking it away from Rapid City Stevens?
That was exciting. Obviously, Stevens is our rival school, and, you know, it gets to a point where, you know, you just want to stand up there. You want to take it away. You want to take that title away. But I loved winning the title as a team. I think that's my favorite title that I won the whole time. Again, there's something about having a team of people that you train with every day, seeing the struggle, seeing the growth, and then being able to win it all as a team and to stand up there together. It was exciting. I remember the cheering. I remember all of that a lot more clearer than I remember my individual titles. So it's a very exciting time.
Jasmine, you also had success running at the Howard Wood Dakota Relays in Sioux Falls as a freshman. 100-meter dash, you're up against Brittany Page of Watertown, Carly Carper, Oldham, Ramona Rutland. Wow, you just mentioned you along with Page and Carper. What do you remember about racing against those two young ladies?
They were great. They were great. I think we ran against each other often enough that we had a relationship of sorts. So it was always exciting to line up next to them. We all kind of knew going into that we were probably all going to run some pretty good times just because you're surrounded by great competition. So it tends to push you a little bit harder. So they were great. We would talk before the races, say congratulations after the races. It was really a healthy competition.
Well, it wasn't fair either. They were taller.
They were taller, but I will say
their strides were a lot longer than yours.
They were. But it's really hard to find someone shorter than me. So I think I got a little used to that.
Well, 2008, you're in the 400-meter special at Howard Wood, the Dakota Relays. Everybody was looking at two people in that race. It was you and Laura Raessler of Fargo. You know, was that the first time you faced Laura Raessler?
That was the first time I raced Laura Raessler. And I will say I was not prepared for that. I think I had looked her up and I was like, who? Because I wasn't sure. She's coming down from North Dakota. So we had never competed in the same track meet or cross paths. And that was definitely another a level of competition.
She won the race, by the way, by 0.6 seconds. Folks, remember, Raessler went on in her high school career in Fargo. She won 22 track titles. She raced at Oregon. She won the 800 meters at the 2014 NCAA Track and Field Championships. Just an impressive runner. And you had to face her again the next year in 2009 at the Dakota Relays. This was the 100-meter dash, or I'm sorry, it was the special 200-meter dash. Have you gotten to know Laura within that year, or was this just the second time you had just run into her?
Yeah, that was just the second time I had ran into her, and yeah, you named all her accomplishments, and she was an amazing athlete. I followed her after high school and kept up with her career in Oregon. We never crossed paths again, actually, at any track meets since we were on separate coasts.
Oh, that's too bad. But that would have been awesome.
Yeah, it would have been. It would have been. No, we never crossed paths again now that I think about it. So, but no, that was the 200 was the second time that we had met. But again, she was an amazing person. She was very encouraging. And it was just fun to watch her run. Her ability to go from a 200 to an 800 was impressive. Her speed, her strength, she was an amazing athlete.
She won that race by 0.5 seconds, by the way. But also that year at the Dakota Relays, you broke the 100-meter dash record at the Relays.
Yeah.
So, you know, historic career in track and field, you know, all the way through your junior year. You know, was there anything special that you did for training before your senior year in track?
Before senior year, I stopped playing basketball. I opted to do some additional training and got a specialized speed coach and weightlifting coach. And that's kind of what I focused on the off season to get prepared for my college career. I knew that was going to be a big thing of knowing how to do the Olympic lifts and being fully prepared. That was the main difference from all the years of prior. I was playing basketball. I had a little bit more flexibility in my schedule, but going into my senior year, I definitely had a more one-on-one approach with the coach outside of Dolan and the central staff.
You know, I was a sprinter when I was in track. I never got comfortable in the starting blocks before a race. How about you? How long did it take you to get comfortable about sitting in the blocks, getting ready for the race? How long did it take you to get comfortable with those starting blocks?
Yeah, I would say 2 years. I think my sophomore year, I think that was the jump and the improvement of my times of just those small things. But really, truly, I don't know if you ever get fully comfortable. I mean, in college, it was still a big emphasis on getting better. There's always room for improvement. There's different coaches, different techniques, different pointers. And as you grow, obviously through high school, getting taller and figuring, getting stronger and things like that. But I would say by my sophomore year, I had a pretty decent idea and comfortability in the block.
So how many times did you change the position of those blocks? Was it every race you changed, or you tried to stay the same all the time?
Yeah, I try to stay the same. I feel like track, it has a little bit of, you have to find your rhythm, some consistency in what you're doing to get comfortable. So we didn't change things too often, but occasionally at practice, we'd find something that was a little bit more comfortable, move it up, move it back, things like that. But there's also the race day jitters where you kind of forget the things that you changed and you just go back to what's familiar. So I couldn't tell you how many different settings I had on those blocks throughout the years.
Jasmine, once you left the blocks, you know, whether it was the 100, the 200, or the 400, you know, what were you thinking about when you're sprinting down the track, getting to the finish line? What were the thoughts in your mind at that time?
Depends on which race. 100, 200, I wasn't thinking about too much. The 400, there's a lot more thought into it. I always knew my coaches would be at the 200-meter mark giving me my split, so outside of that, I was just trying to maintain a rhythm, listen for my coaches and their time so I could ensure that I was on pace. And ultimately, the last 50 meters of that 400, just keep moving because, you know, you start to feel like you're running in place. So that was always a fun feeling towards the end. But in those shorter dashes, not thinking too much, had a tendency to blank out and not remember much. People would ask me questions about the races, and I couldn't tell them too much of what happened during that time.
Did you know where your family members were? Yeah, I when
did.
Approaching the finish line?
I did. They were pretty consistent of always being in the same location. So outside of my coaches, there were the other people I could typically hear as I was getting towards the finish line. So they were always there, cheering, recording, and so I always knew where they were.
Your senior year at Rapid City Central, you are just totally dominating on the track and with the long jump. 2010, state track is in Brandon and Sioux Falls. A little drama in the long jump pit that year, Jasmine.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
you had won the event 3 years in a row, and then all of a sudden here comes Abby Albers of Spearfish. You guys tie at 18 feet, 1.5 inches, but Albers wins the long jump. What was going on with that?
Yeah, so she won because ultimately, I believe I had jumped it in prelims, or she jumped it. It's an odd rule. It's if you tie, it's who jumped it first, I believe. And since I couldn't come back and compete in the finals of it, she did win the race. That's how, not the race, but the event. So at the time, I didn't realize that that was going on until after the fact, because unfortunately I had ruptured my Achilles, and that kind of became the focus of that day.
You were a part, though, of the 4x1. I mean, you won that. You were the anchor of that race. You won that, and then you won the 100-meter dash for the fourth year in a row, but then it was something that nobody thought would happen as you're trying to qualify for the 200 meter dash, an event that you'd won the last 3 years. Tell us what happened.
I had been having some Achilles pain leading up to the state track meet. However, it was kind of all or nothing is kind of the mindset at that time. Achilles rupture wasn't on my mind. Didn't really know what was going on. I had did some treatment the night before going into it, but ultimately we wrapped it up that day and it was like, okay, we're just going to go out there. And it was totally unexpected, coming off the curve of that 200 and just hit the track. And that's truly all I can remember. I've seen some videos of it. And again, I think I must've been blacked out in that 200 because I don't remember too much what happened leading up to it, just being carried off the track. So definitely a change in my career, mentally and physically at that point. So yeah, it was tough, especially with the scholarship, wasn't sure what was going to happen there. So I remember that being a pretty emotional day.
It also prevented you from qualifying for the 400 meter dash, which you, of course, you had won the past 3 years. You know, had you experienced any other really major injuries over the last 4 to 5 years that were involved with track?
Prior to then or after?
Prior to this, you were fairly healthy for your
career. I had
career.
A fairly healthy, some strains, nothing too major up until that point. So I don't think anyone's seen that coming. I wasn't very injury prone to that up until that point. So yeah, it definitely came as a shocker for myself and I think everyone around me as well.
You were named the Gatorade Track and Field Athlete of the Year. That had to be a feel good, knowing that, you know, that darn 200, the Achilles got in the way. You had to feel honored to be the Track and Field Athlete of the Year.
Absolutely. Every year that I won that was very special. Highlighting that the work that I was putting in was paying off, and to be able to represent South Dakota and Rapid City and Central in that way was very meaningful for me.
Well, for your track career, you win 4 gold medals in a year, and you did it twice. Only 11 other girls have done that, win 4 gold medals in a year, but only 3 girls have won the 4 gold medals in a year 2 times, and Jill Thieler of Mitchell, and of course, Rapid City Central's Megan Trotter, who ran all those races before you got there. And great athlete for Megan Trotter. Says a lot about Rapid City Central when it comes to the sprints.
It does. We've had some great people come through Central. And like you said, Megan Trotter before me, I think coming up as an eighth grader and looking at the records and the times, and it was Megan Trotter up and down the board. You couldn't look at any races truly without her name listed. So she was definitely someone that I looked up to, admittedly someone whose records I wanted to break and had set my sights on that. But we had some great athletes come through there and great examples of what it looks like to be a great athlete.
Yeah, Megan Trotter had 11 mm-hmm. 11 career individual gold medals. You had 10. Where are those 10 gold medals today, Jasmine?
Oh, man, they are at my parents' house in Texas. If you ask my mom, she is always asking me to take them. I plan on taking them at some point, but I feel like they look really nice there. They're there. They're there with my younger sister's track medals as well. I feel like they're in safekeeping, but you know, I'm sure one day she'll put them in a box and mail them to me. But for now, they are there.
You chose the University of Miami to run track after Rapid City Central. Why Miami?
Oh, I think it was the snow. I think it was running track meets in freezing cold weather. Went down to Miami. It was beautiful. It's beautiful pretty much year round. I think there, when you're down there, when it hits like high 60s for a couple weeks, that's when you break out the jackets and the Uggs. And I loved the idea of training year round outside in great weather. So outside of that, Coach Deem has been there for goodness more years than I could count, and she's a great coach. So I was excited also to run for her.
Yeah, how would you describe your running career at the University of Miami?
It was tough. I think after rupturing my Achilles, I had to take a redshirt year, so I didn't run my freshman year at all. That was all dedicated to rehab. And then the following year, there was still quite a few practices and track meets that it would swell up pretty bad just from the intensity of training. So it was a little rough. It never quite felt the same. I think there's always that fear that it's going to happen again. So I didn't run the 200 too much down in Miami. We focused more on the 100, the 400, and then the relays with those. I did not get to continue long jumping I was told at that time that I was a little short for that and we should just focus on the sprint. So it was a good career, though. It was a good team. It was really good coaching, great facilities. I was really happy that they allowed me to keep my scholarship after I got injured and really allowed me to focus on my rehab down there with some great physical therapists.
Well, it's been, 12 years since you left Miami, University of Miami?
It has, yes.
But you've stayed south. You've stayed south of the frost line here.
I have not. I went to Texas where my parents ended up moving after they left South Dakota. I went out there for a couple years and then decided to try out Georgia. So I don't foresee myself moving north anytime soon. I do enjoy the warmer weather.
Well, Jasmine, you know that records are made to be broken. You know, these are the current AA records in South Dakota. In the 100, you know, you had the state record of what, 11.91, right? 11.91 state in the state track meet. Callie Rinksmeyer of Pierre broke the record just a couple of years ago. She's at 11.8. 200 meter dash. I know you were timed at 24.7, right? I think 24.7, you may have had a couple before that, a little lower. But now, Courtney Dowling of Pierre, back in 2016, her time now is just under 24.3. So we're talking about a half second, Jasmine. Yeah. In the 400, you did this at the Dakota Relays in 2008. You went 56.02. But now, Krista Bickley of Brandon Valley, 54.08. She did that in 2016. And then, of course, the long jump, you know, as a sophomore, you went 18 feet, 10 and 3/4. And it was just a couple of years ago, Nyrick Kerr of Sioux Falls, Washington, 19 feet, 2.5 inches. Yeah. So you see, records are being broken almost every year now in track and field.
It's been amazing to see. Jackie keeps me updated on the records, so I was aware. I was aware every time it was happening, but I just think athletes they have such a lot more resources now, I think. And then also it's just like you said, records are meant to be broken. So I love seeing it. I love seeing all the talent come through South Dakota. I don't think people obviously think of South Dakota as the sprint capital, but it's really been amazing to see quite a few great athletes come through and the records being broken. I think Reagan O'Neill, I think she may be Class B, possibly, from Bennett County. She also broke the 1 and the Correct. 2 record. And she's an amazing athlete. I believe she's quite young as well, so I'm excited to continue to see what she does this year as well. I think it's exciting. I definitely don't take it personal. I love seeing it. I wish I was there to see it be done, but it's great. It's great. I love it.
Whether it's the Howard Wood Dakota Relays in Sioux Falls or the state track meet, it is unbelievable. There are records and records and records broken every year, and you got to wonder how much lower, how much farther, how much higher are we going to go. It's pretty exciting to see during those big two events. You know, yeah. Jasmine, when you sit back and you think about all of those hours of training on the track, and you know, what do you think about the most of what you did or you didn't do when you think about the time as a Rapid City Central cobbler?
Yeah, I think it really shaped me into the person that I am now. I think you get a lot of discipline, a lot of structure that I've taken into my career in the way that I approach life. I don't think you'd see it that way as you're growing up. At that time, it's just all fun, but the relationships that you build, they all matter a ton. And I got to see that a little bit when I came back for my Hall of Fame induction, and it was a really full circle moment for me to see, you know, those relationships take form, especially with my coaches coming out to celebrate me, and you see how much they put into me. And, you know, that's what I think about most. It was really an honor, truly, to be part of that program.
In Play with Craig Maddock is made possible by Horton in Britain, where smiling at work happens all the time. Apply now at HortonWW.com. If you like what you're hearing, please give us a 5-star review wherever you get your podcast. It helps us gain new listeners. This has been In Play with me, Craig Maddock. This is a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.